Say, kids, what time is it?
It's time for Charles Rotblat, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
Holy mackerel!
Each week on Tuesdays, Charles joins us here on Money Life to give us the buy of the week.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And now, here's Charles Rotblat.
Sir, do we get to win this time?
You know, I love the fact that you can get really good research from the American Association of Individual Investors, and you can learn about all the different approaches we talk about here on Money Life, decide which ones you like. And I'm thrilled that in a couple of weeks, I will be one of the speakers at their biannual convention down in Orlando. Charles, of course, will be there. And if you want more information on that or anything related to the American Association of Individual Investors, it's AAII.com. Now, Charles Rotblat is a vice president for the organization. He is also the editor of AAII Journal and the author of Better Good Than Lucky. And if you want to know what he's doing when he's not here, follow him on Twitter at Charles Rotblat. Charles, welcome back to Money Life.
Thank you for having me.
Our buy of the week is
Cincinnati Financial Corporation.
Cincinnati Financial Corporation. Now that would be ticker symbol CINF. And why are they the buy of the week?
Well, this is an income play. I constantly get calls from members asking, where can I get a decent yield? And in the current market environment, even though we have had bond yields rise since May, finding income is not easy, and this is a company that has a pretty nice yield to it. It's actually yielding 3.5%. It's an insurance company. The name sounds a little bit like a bank, but it's actually an insurance company. They provide property and casualty insurance on a commercial basis in 39 states, on a personal basis, say car insurance and the like, in 31 states, primarily in the Midwest on the East Coast, not surprising given the name. Ohio's their biggest geographic locale, but it's a decent company. It actually has margins that are above the industry median. It recently raised its dividend by 3% to 42 cents per share. Its five-year dividend growth rate is 2.7%. So this is a higher yielding stock. You're not getting a lot of dividend growth, but if somebody's looking for yield right now, this company has a dividend. It generates free cash flow even after the dividend's accounted for. So it's a case where we are seeing a higher yield, and that yield looks safe, because sometimes we see the higher yield, people think, well, I want the higher rate of income return, but they're taking on risk to get it. And this is a case where I think the risk really has to do with the fact that this is a slow-growing company, but the dividend's safe, not a scenario where you're reaching a lot for the dividend and you're paying a tremendous amount of valuation. And by the way, the dividend itself is risky.
You always warn against chasing yield. So obviously this fits in because, well, let's be perfectly honest. At 3.5%, it may be double the yield of what you'd expect from an insurance company, but it's not so high that you're really getting crazy, right?
No, and relative to its historical norm, the yield is below its historical average. When you look at the PE multiple, the PE is actually about 14.3 right now. So it's a reasonable price-to-earnings ratio. The company is continuing to grow. And what's interesting about this company is the last two quarters, it's topped expectations by double digits, not double digits just percentage-wise, but also in absolute terms. Last quarter, it actually beat estimates by 20 cents. This company is actually reporting on October 24th. The conference calls on October 25th. And we have seen analysts over the past month up their earnings estimates for the full year. So there is a reason to believe this company might be able to surprise. Certainly, if we look over the last 3 months, the weather patterns have been very favorable. We haven't had any major hurricanes hitting the East Coast. Obviously, fingers crossed that doesn't happen before hurricane season's over with. But I think it could actually be a pretty good weather conditions to help this company again report favorable results.
That being the case, while you talk about this being an income play, what kind of growth? I mean, we haven't really talked about the valuation a whole lot. So how is this relative to where you think it should be priced?
Well, this is a stock. A lot of times we'll talk about stocks, and I've often given stocks with some nice upside in terms of price movement. I think in this stock, if you look at about 6% upside, it would bring the PE to about 15, which is about in line with the industry median. So modest growth, not a lot of price appreciation, But then if you throw in the 3.5% dividend yield, all of a sudden you're looking close to a 10% return over the next year, which again isn't exciting, but you are getting some stability, so you are giving up some of that growth in terms of price potential. That said, if they report some good earnings again, we could have some investors taking a look at it, some momentum traders thinking, well, this company just beat for the third quarter again. Maybe I want a part of it. So there is still some room for upside, and obviously room for upside if earnings are better than expected and analysts raise their forecast for 2014 as a result of the good numbers.
Here is an income play that, as you point out, it's not like, hey, we're going to see a huge pop. But with the surprises you were talking about, et cetera, it could achieve the 10% upside that you're talking about, presumably fairly quickly in reasonably short order. So what's the sell discipline on this one? Because this is one of those stocks that, well, hey, if you've got an income play and you feel it can continue to deliver the yield, those are the kinds of stocks you hold forever. Yet we're making this an of the week pick. So is there a sell discipline that gets into play?
I think there's a couple things. One, obviously, you need to keep an eye on evaluation. If it gets to 15, it will be in line with the industry median. So if you do have a pop when it reports later this month, I wouldn't necessarily be quick to sell. But I do think people need to be cognizant of the valuation. Obviously, if you look at the valuation, instead of being at 15, being in the high teens, 18, 19, that would be a sign that the stock's getting too pricey to take money out of it. But the other thing, it's very important to realize, this dividend, though the yield's high, it's a slow-growing dividend. So even though you're getting more income now, over the long term, I think you have to realize that you're going to start losing out to inflation. This dividend increase is pretty much just keeping even with inflation. So I think over the long term, you have to keep an eye on that dividend growth. And if you don't see it accelerating, you may want to take a look down the road for something else. This is a good play right now because of its yield. But obviously, a year or 2 years from now, we could be looking at a very different yield environment, depending on what companies do with their dividends, and also depending on how the market itself is trading.
So it is the kind of thing that you could buy long term, but you're going to keep a short term eye on it because it is that kind of a yield play. It is the buy of the week. It is Cincinnati Financial Corporation, ticker symbol CINF. And if you want more information on this or any of the things that Charles talks about on the show, well, go to AAII.com and or follow him on Twitter, where he is at Charles Roadblatt. Charles, always a pleasure. Look forward to doing the Sell of the Week with you tomorrow.
I do as well.
There is much more to go on the October the 15th edition of Money Life, so stick around. We'll be right back.